I invite you to start to notice the ground beneath you. Start to notice all the points of contact between the body and the ground. Maybe the ankles. Maybe parts of the legs are either on the ground or on a bolster or a prop. Maybe side of the body is in contact. Just notice the contact with the ground or whatever it is that you're lying on. Notice the different pressure underneath different parts of the body. Maybe the hips and the pelvis. Maybe the shoulder blades. Just notice the different pressure between one and the other. One may be heavier than the other. Maybe the back of the head or the side of the head in contact with a cushion or a pillow. Maybe parts of the arms as well, that you notice where that contact to that ground is. And as you notice all of those different points of contact, allow yourself to let go down into those points of contact even more deeply. So you allow yourself to feel the ground, the seat, the chair, whatever it is behind you, beneath you. Just allow yourself to know that that's connected with the ground, that's connected with the earth. Something that's much, much bigger than ourselves, the whole of the planet, connecting you, supporting you, and allowing you to release down into it more and more deeply. With each exhale, allowing yourself to just release down more and more, allowing yourself to let yourself go into that hold of the ground, into the hold of the planet. Allow that planet to welcome you into the ground. As you allow yourself to connect down more and more deeply. And as you connect more and more deeply, maybe start to notice the parts of the body that are not in contact with the ground. Maybe a place underneath the ankles, somewhere under the backs of the legs or the sides of the legs. Maybe somewhere under the wrist, the armpit or under the arms. Maybe under the neck is a little tiny space, maybe. Maybe there's that little tiny space in the curve of the spine that some people have. Wherever there's a space for you, just notice all of those little spaces and then allow yourself to release down into those spaces beneath you, allowing yourself to really let go into the ground with the points in contact and into the spaces beneath them as you soften down, releasing, softening and letting go. And as you continue to soften and release, maybe bringing our awareness to the breath, this time in the inside of the nostrils, noticing that cool touch as you inhale, noticing the warmth as you exhale, being aware maybe of whether you notice the coolness in one nostril more than the other, or whether they're both about even. Whether one nostril is more open than the other, more dominant. Just notice that sensation of coolness each time you inhale, and whereabouts it is you notice that coolness, without needing the mind to come in and start to understand or need to know why. There's no need to know or understand. We're just watching, we're just observing, we're just noticing and sensing. And then noticing where the warmth is as you exhale. And is that in the same place as the coolness that you noticed as you inhale? Or is it in a different place? Is it about equal in both nostrils or more in one than the other? Again, without the mind needing to know, just allowing yourself to just experience the feeling of coreness, that sensation of coreness and warmth with each inhale and with each exhale. And then as that happens, as you allow that practice to release and let go, we're going to bring our awareness to a rotation of consciousness around the body. And I'm going to move from part to part. And as I say each part, you might like to imagine a coloured light shining out of each part that I mention. Now I may say a golden white light, but if a golden white light doesn't work for you and a different colour does, then use the colour that works for you. Whatever colour that is, it's absolutely fine. In fact, it's better to use the colour that works for you. As we start with the crown of the head, we notice that light shining out of the whole of the crown of the head, all the way above and below and within the crown of the head. Moving down to the eyebrow center, and that warm healing light shines from within all the way around, suffusing with that warmth of that glow of light. As we move our awareness down to the throat center, that space behind the front of the throat, in between the front and the back of the throat, and that warm healing light shines from within all the way around, radiating in front and behind and all around. As you move your awareness over to your right shoulder, and the whole of the right shoulder is filled with a glow of warm healing golden white light. Moving your awareness down to your right elbow, and that light surrounds within and all the way around that elbow. Moving your awareness down to your right wrist, and the light fills the whole of the wrist, shining all the way out. As you move your awareness down to your right thumb, your index finger, your middle finger, your ring finger, and your little finger, and the light shines out into the tips of all of those fingers and the thumb. Moving your awareness back to your wrist, back to your elbow, back to your shoulder, and across to the center of the throat. As you move your awareness over to your left shoulder, and that light's filling the whole of the left shoulder, shining all the way through and out and above and beyond. As you move down to the left elbow, and that light shines and fills the elbow, surrounds it. As you move down to that left wrist, and the light shines throughout that wrist, warming and healing. As you move down to the left thumb, the index finger, the middle finger, the ring finger, and the little finger. And that light shines out of the tips of all fingers and the thumb. Moving your awareness back to the wrist, back to the elbow, back to the shoulder, and back over to the throat center. So you move your awareness down to the heart space behind the breastbone, that space behind the breastbone. And the light shines from within you, radiating all the way around and out. So you move your awareness down to the navel, and that light fills the navel and surrounds all the way through and around you. As you move your awareness down to the pubic bone, and that light shines from within all the way around. As you move your awareness over to that right hip, and the light fills the whole of the right hip, shining, healing, soothing. As you move down to the right knee, that light surrounds the knee, shines from within and all the way above and below. As you move down to that right ankle, and that light shines throughout the whole of the right ankle, inside and out. As you move down to your big toe, your second, your third, your fourth, and your little toe. And that light shines out of the tips of all of those toes. As you move your awareness back to your ankle, back to your knee, back to your hip, and across to that pubic bone. Moving your awareness over to your left hip, and the whole of the left hip is filled with that warming glow of light. shining all the way through. So you move your awareness down to your left knee, and that light surrounds the knee, enfolds it above, below, and around and about. As you move your awareness down to your left ankle, and that light shines throughout the whole of the ankle. Moving your awareness down to your left big toe, your second, your third, your fourth, and your little toe. And that light shines out of the tips of all of those toes. Moving your awareness back to your ankle, back to your knee, back to your hip, and across to that pubic bone. So you move your awareness back up to your navel, back up to that heart space. And as you rest back at that heart space, allowing yourself to notice that space behind the breastbone, and maybe even going behind that. And behind that, deep within you, that space within you at your heart space, you notice that light still shining, sending that light all the way around and through and above you. And as you notice that light shining, you notice all of the other parts of the body that your awareness touched upon, and their lights shining too. And with each inhale and exhale, the lights grow. And they start to join and merge together as the whole of the body is surrounded with a warming glow of light. And as that light joins above and below and all around, maybe if that light isn't already a golden white light colour, it may change to that golden white light colour now, as the whole of the body is surrounded with this protecting golden white light. And you feel it, you sense it, like a protection all around you. And allowing yourself to know that that protection is around you. That protection that allows you to send love and anything else out into the world through that light, that protection. But only letting things through that you welcome through. Anything else stays outside of your protection, your protecting, healing light. And just take a few moments to really feel that protection. Allow it to sense that protection. Know it's there. Maybe feeling the strength of that light growing. Just allowing yourself to be aware that that light is with you always. Knowing you have that protection all around you can allow you to let go of seeing the light because you know it's there. And so then starting to just allow yourself to let go of that imagery, knowing that it's there. And as you let go and release, you know it's in place. You know that you don't need to be aware of it for it to still remain there, protecting, supporting, allowing you to feel that protection. As you allow that to disperse, as you allow yourself to just disperse the image without the protection stays. You allow all of that to dissolve. As you find yourself standing in the most beautiful woods, maybe they're woods that you've been in, that you know, but maybe they're woods that you've seen in a magazine or on television, or maybe they're woods that you can imagine that they would be the most beautiful woods that you could be in. It could be woods that you know, that you've seen, that you can imagine, or then maybe even like fairy tale woods. Whatever is your most beautiful woods, just imagine standing in those woods, the calming feeling of nature all around you. Notice what time of day it is. Notice what season of the year it is. Allowing it to be whatever season is the best time of year for you. And as you look around the woods, breathing in a feeling of calm serenity that surrounds these woods, that's within these woods. you start to look around and notice the sounds around you. Maybe you hear the rustling of the trees. Maybe you hear some birds, some little animals going about their daily tasks. Maybe you even hear sounds of the trees unfurling into whatever weather is present for you. I wonder if you notice the breeze on your skin, or whether there's warmth, or whether it's raining, or whether there's some other type of weather happening for you. And start to look around and notice the colours. The colours of the trees. The colours of the barks of the trees. Notice if there's leaves in the trees or leaves on the ground. What colours are they? Be aware of all of your surroundings. You might see the sky between and through the leaves or the trees or the branches. You might notice the colours of the earth beneath your feet. And so seeing all the different colours and the different sights, maybe there's different plants, maybe flowers. Noticing the sounds that the different parts of nature make. Maybe noticing the sensation on your skin of whatever temperature it is. Maybe you even get a taste in your mouth when you're in the most beautifully calming woods, most serene woods. That feeling that just feels like it's washing all over you and through you. That calm serenity. And as you notice and sense, feel all of that calmness within those woods. All the colours, the sights, the sounds. The temperature. The taste. You start to take a walk, and you start to walk forward into those woods, and maybe you notice the sound your feet make and the ground beneath them. What is it that the ground, what the feet are walking on, what is it that makes that noise as you walk through? And the more steps you take, the calmer and the more serene you sense all around you. A sense of real deep peace. Starting to just almost like it's being imbued into your veins and washing throughout you, a sense of peace and calm. And just walking through those woods, you notice how the sights change. The glimpses of the sky above you, the sights between the trees, the different animals, the different birds, the different sounds, that peace, feeling more and more deeply. And then as you continue to walk, you hear the sound of water and you're intrigued. It maybe sounds like a little bit of a stream or something like that, maybe just in the far distance. So you start walking towards that sound. You start walking closer and closer towards the sound of water that feels really calming. It's a gentle sound of water, a soothing sound of water. And as you walk closer, the sound becomes louder, but in a soothing, calming way. And then maybe you even start to get glimpses of a little stream or a river that you can start to see through the trees, or through whatever it is that you're walking through. And each step you take, you feel a calmness deepening into your bones. That deep, calm serenity. And you finally walk through and out and notice that you're at the side of a stream or a river. And you notice how that river flows down. Calmly serenely moving through alongside the banks. And you walk up that river or that stream, just walking and noticing the sounds, the colour of the water, the different effects the water makes as it gently moves down. Any animals or birds that might be near the water as they carry about their business. And you notice all those sights, all those sounds as you wander along that riverbank. And as that riverbank starts, that stream or the river starts to widen, you start to continue at the side and you notice it widens into a lovely calm pool or pond. And you notice that pool or pond and you notice the calm surface of the water, a bit like a mirror. It's really calm and serene. And you can see through the water, it's really clear. It's really clear, you get clarity. In fact, you can see really from one side of your vision right to the other side of the vision in through that water, the colour of that clear clarity. As you look with wide eyes, taking in and almost drinking in the calmness of the view, of that sensing, that cool, calm pool there. And then you notice at the bottom of the pool, different types of pebbles or stones or rocks maybe. And something within you tells you something about this pool. Something a bit within you tells you that this is a special pool. This is your pool. This is your pool of resources, and those pebbles and those stones or those rocks, whatever they might be, or they might be glittery little pebbles or coloured or whatever, make it your pool. This is your pool. It can be whatever it is and whatever it wants to be. You notice each one of those stones, pebbles or rocks represent a different type of resource that you have within you that already exists there. There may be resources that you have, and I don't know what your resources are, but you'll know what they are. They might be strength or resilience or compassion. There may be all sorts of resources. You know you have loads that you might even never remember, never think about. But just look at that pool and know that there are resources there that you have within you already. But maybe there's a resource that you could do with either a little bit more of, or that you feel is a little bit lacking at the moment that you could do with some of that resource. And as you notice around the pool, you walk around the edge of the pool and you notice a little pile of pebbles or stones or rocks, whatever they might be for you. And there those represent those extra resources that you might like to add to your pool. So you might go through them and you might weigh them in your hand, feel which one feels like that resource that you could really do with a little bit more of, or a little bit more of, or something you feel like you're lacking and you could do with a lot more of. So notice what pebble or stone or rock represents that. Have a good look round, and when you get that pebble, that rock, that stone, whatever it is, just plop it into the pool, add it into the mix, add it into your pool of resources, taking all the time you need to get the level of resources just right for you. And when you know that it's just right for you, that level of what it is you need to add to it, what you need some more of, maybe start to just take a seat at the side of the pool and maybe dangle your feet into the water. Notice how refreshing, just the right temperature that water is, as your feet and your ankles, maybe parts of your legs, dangle into the water. And as you sit here, you allow those resources to soak in through the soles of your feet. like they're just literally filling up through the skin, through the pores, as they start to fill up within the body. Allowing yourself to just get just the right level of each resource. And you might feel safe just sitting at the side of the pool and doing that, and that's absolutely fine. But you may feel like you want to just step down and into that pool and submerge your legs so that the whole of the legs are submerged, maybe some of the torso. Or maybe you'd like to lay on that pool of water, facing up towards the canopy in the sky, as you let those resources soak into you, whichever way you choose. Allowing yourself to know that you're filling up with those resources. Especially that one that you could do more of right now. You feel yourself filling, you notice how that feels. That sense of that vessel filling up as you notice it getting fuller and fuller and fuller. And it doesn't matter how full it gets, because just like a little water fountain, it just bubbles over. And so excess doesn't matter. You know that you're full, and you know that you can give that resource outwardly as well, because you are full and filling with that resource. So just allow yourself to just notice that as that vessel starts to notice maybe quarter, half, three quarters and full, and then overflowing the level of those resources that you need the most right now. And take all the time you need, allowing that to all happen for you in the time that you need it to happen. Noticing, sensing, feeling. That feeling of those resources filling up within you. Taking all the time you need, and whenever you feel like it's got to just the right level for you, maybe sitting back on the side of the pool if you had gone into the pool. Maybe just sitting there for a few moments again, maybe keeping the feet dangling in the water if that feels nice and good. And as you do so, you notice a little animal comes up and sits next to you, looks straight in your eyes. And you look back into the little animal's eyes and just feel that feeling. Sense that and just take a few moments. Maybe you even want to stroke the animal, and that's great if that's what you want to do. But just taking a few moments, observing, noticing, sensing. And then when you're ready, in your own time, you start to get up. You notice maybe more lightness within your step as you start to walk around the pool. Notice maybe a feeling of having that resource in you that you so much wanted, needed. And I wonder what it is that will be the first thing that tells you, the first thing you'll notice that will tell you that that resource is there. I wonder what that would be, what would the first thing you would do that you would notice. And as you look around the pool, maybe you look into the pool and the surface of the water and how still it is. And as you look down at that water, maybe it looks a bit like a mirror. It's so still and calm that you can see your reflection looking back at you. And something about that reflection tells you there's something different about you. And maybe that's the first thing that you notice, that difference, that change, that resource being within you. Because not only do you notice it and feel it and sense it within you, you notice the difference in your reflection when it's there as well. You notice how you look with that resource within you. And you just take a few moments to really look and notice and really understand that that resource is there. And then as you walk back along and through and into those woods, those beautifully calming woods, just exactly how you'd like them to be, just as calm as you could possibly imagine them to be. You again notice the sounds on the ground. You notice how warm you feel, just the right temperature. Everything dry within you, you notice how everything's dried, you're fresh. You might notice a lightness in your step with that extra resource within you, or resources. As you walk into those woods, looking around, seeing the sights, the colours, the sounds, the smells, that earthy smell that you get in those most beautiful woods. As you carry on walking through those woods, you come across an entrance to a cave. Now I wonder how that cave will look, or how the entrance to the cave will look. And it may be that you're not quite sure or aware that it is a cave. Maybe a doorway. Maybe a doorway in one of the tree trunks. Maybe there's a little hut you've noticed. Or maybe there's a doorway in the ground that leads down into your cave beneath the ground. Or maybe there's a set of ladders that take you up into a tree house that feels like the right type of cave. It doesn't have to be a normal type of cave. This is your type, but the most perfect type of safe, comforting inner cave. And it may be a magical cave, it may be anything. But you notice an entrance, and if you haven't noticed an entrance already, then in 3, 2, 1, now, one becomes available. And so you go up to that entrance and you look in, and as you look in, you get a real sense of, a huge sense of serenity and calmness coming out of this cave, more than you've experienced before, and it intrigues you. A real flow of this calmness, this peacefulness. It feels such a safe place that you start to step within. And as you step within, you walk in, and each step you take, you feel a palpable sense of safety, like you've come home. A real feeling of peace and calm. And you want to go further, because that safety, that calmness just really draws you in to knowing you're in a completely safe place. And know that you're in your cave. So this is your safe cave. And I wonder what's in there that would make it even more safe. You notice that there's a seat of some sort, and I wonder what that's like. Is that a comfortable, really comfortable armchair, either modern or really old? Or is it some sort of seat that you can snuggle down into? Or is it a modern type of seat? I wonder what is your choice of the most comfortable seat for your chair, for your cave. And you notice the covering of that seat. You notice the texture, the colour. And as you notice the colour and the texture, you take a seat. And you start to really feel that comfort. As you notice and feel that seat beneath you, notice the feeling of that seat against you, maybe behind you, all of the parts of the body that are in contact. Maybe you notice the texture as you touch. The texture of that seat. Notice how that feels. And then I wonder what else is within your own cave. Maybe the surroundings all change to just how you'd like it to be. The right colours. Colours on the walls and the ceiling, on the ground. Any furnishings that you would particularly like to be in there, just appear. Maybe you like music playing, and you might not, and that's fine too. But if you'd like music playing, then you just hear just the most perfect music at the right level for you. You hear that sound playing. And maybe you'd like some flowers in that room. Flowers that you can smell their perfume. And you might not, and that's also fine. Have the flowers there if they work for you. And don't if they don't. Noticing the smells, that particular perfume of that fragrance. And maybe you'd like something that would just give you the edge, that gives you something to taste. So maybe the most favourite thing you could eat just happens to be there. And if that does, then you pop a piece in your mouth and you feel and taste that thing, allowing your senses to really emerge within there. Noticing all the sights in that cave, feeling that safety, that peaceful quality deep within that cave. And you notice a light shining within your cave. And it may be a candle, the little flame shining. Or it may be another type of light, a lamp, or another type of light. But you notice that light shining true and clear. A light that's unwavering. It may be a flickering of the flame, but there's an unwavering quality to that light. A clear, true colour to that light. And as you sit here looking at that light, something deep within you tells you that this light has always been here, always will be here, has always existed and always will exist. It's a light of eternity that never goes out. And that light is also the keeper of your cave. And you know that you can ask that light any questions, anything you need to truly understand deep within you, you can ask the keeper of your cave. And at the right time for you, you'll be given the answer. Whenever the time is right for you to understand, the answer will come and the keeper will produce that answer. And as you sit here, allowing that serenity and safety to just wash all over you and within you, allowing every part of you to fill with that feeling of safety, of peaceful serenity as it fills the skin and the pores and the muscles and the fibres and goes deep within your bones to every part of you. And as that gets deeper and deeper, you notice at the very centre of your heart, the space opening up. And as that space opens, you notice a little true, clear light within that space. And that true, clear light within the space within your heart is a mirror image of that light within the cave where you sit. And in fact, you notice that that space deep within you is a mirror image of the cave of where you sit right now. And you notice that you're also within that space within your heart with that light and that cave. And as you go in and you take all of that into the inner cave with inside of your heart, you notice that light true and clear, that light deep within the centre of your cave, in the centre of your heart. You know that light is always with you. It's always been here. It always will exist. The light of eternity, deep within the center of your heart. And as you stay here, just allow that feeling of safety and of calm serenity to fill from within all the way out. The whole of the body feels that serenity from within you, knowing your inner cave deep within your heart as that safe, true guidance of your keeper, of your own internal cave. And just taking a few moments just to really allow that feeling, those sensations to just wash through you, around you. I'm going to allow yourself just to spend those moments in quiet, knowing that my voice will come back, allowing yourself to just immerse yourself in that peaceful, calm, safe quality deep within your inner cave, deep within you. And staying here in that deep, serene, peaceful place. And maybe with each exhale, gently, softly, you give yourself to that space, that place, in the center of your heart. You give your awareness with each exhale. You're reaffirming each exhale that you give yourself to that space. You offer yourself to that space. Maybe for some of you, just staying with the giving and the offering of yourself, your awareness to that space. Maybe for others, surrendering to that space within you feels just right. So do whichever one of those feels right for you. But each exhale, giving, offering, or surrendering yourself to that space deep within you, that inner cave, that light that shines always. And then allowing yourself to know that that feeling is deep within you, that serene quality, that peaceful, calm, safe feeling deep within you. Know that light is true and exists within you, exists within all of us. Our own eternal flame within inside of us. And as you know that to be true, you start to notice that you're back in that other cave, still in the chair, still with the things around you. You notice all the different colours. You notice the different smells. The sounds, the textures of that comfortable seat. And you start to get up, have a little stretch within the seat in your cave. And you start to walk back towards that entrance where you came out of. But each step that you take, whilst before you felt a deepening of safety, each step you take, that safety stays exactly as it was. You feel that calm staying. It doesn't lessen. You know it's deep within you, deep within the center of you. And you become intrigued. The more you walk back, the more you get to the entrance, you still feel that inner calm, that safety, that sense of serene peacefulness. And as you step out back into the woods, that feeling, that sensation is still with you, just as strong. And you know that you've taken that with you, that your inner cave is still within you, deep within you. And you walk back out into those woods and you notice the sights and the sounds, any birds that are still there joyfully maybe making their songs, any rustling of little animals scurrying around. Notice the different colours within the trees, on the trees. Any colours of plants or flowers. The textures of the trunks of the trees. As you walk through those woods, getting different glimpses as you maybe move through them. Different colours shining in different areas. And that feeling of intense, calm, safe peacefulness just feels like it's locked within you, deep within you. Every part of your journey through the woods feels safe, peaceful and calm. And you also know that you've got those resources to hand that give you the confidence to move around, knowing those new resources are still there. They're within you. As you walk around, you notice the colours of the ground, maybe that earthy colour. You notice the colours of the trees and the bark and that deep bark colour, whatever colour it is, that trueness within that bark. And as you notice, as you walk through those woods, you notice a particular tree that looks like it's stronger than the others. There's like a strength emanating from that tree. And it may be because it's bigger than the others, or maybe there's some other quality about it that tells you that it's a real strong, energetic tree. It has presence within that tree. So you walk up to that tree. Maybe you touch the bark and you really feel a sense of strength and energy coming out of that tree. Maybe you stand next to it and you just can feel that energy. It really makes you feel connected to the ground and the earth around you. And as you feel that energy coming out of the tree, you also feel the energy coming out of the earth into the feet. And with each inhale that you take, you start to feel stronger, more energetic, allowing yourself to feel grounded, earthed, as you allow yourself to be aware that this practice of yoga nidra is drawing to a close. You bring that energy from that earth and from that tree into you. Every inhale, you breathe that energy in, and with every exhale, you send it out throughout the whole of your body, filling up the body with energy, with strength, with groundedness, allowing yourself to bring your awareness back to your surroundings of the room that you're in now, just remembering what that room looked like without needing to move. Allowing yourself to be aware of any temperatures on your skin. Being aware of the feeling of the ground beneath you. And any smells in the room around you. And then maybe running the thumb inside of the index fingers, the middle finger, the ring finger and the little finger as you start to feel that touch. Maybe starting to bring a little movement into those toes. as you start to bring your awareness back to the body, coming back, coming back, coming back. That's right, coming back. As you bring some gentle movement into the hands and into the feet and into the arms and into the legs. That's right, coming back, coming back, coming back. You know you can. And then bringing the arms above the head and the feet in the opposite direction as you take a lovely stretch throughout the whole of the body, that best stretch of the day. And then bringing the knees into the chest, having a little hug, having a little rock from side to side, as rocking is pure power yoga, as this practice of yoga nidra is complete. Thank you for sharing.